Hey friends, welcome to the Brands for Businesses podcast. My name is Ben Bellamy and I'm an international website designer who builds websites that convert audiences into customers and in turn helps you raise your revenue. I am on a mission to help amazing business owners like you with your websites and your brands, and for that is the reason that this podcast exists. Today, you are listening to episode number 6. Hello friends, how are you doing? Hope you're having a great day. In today's episode of the podcast, I want to talk a little bit about which website CMS or website platform is the right one for you. Now, there are loads of platforms out there, and so it can be a little bit difficult, or it might feel a bit scary when choosing your website platform. Even if you already have an existing website, it might be time to swap platforms. You might have outgrown it. It might limit you. So I want to talk about the options today. So I haven't actually used all of these website builders or platforms, but I have used some of them. And within the field that I'm in, I do see a lot of them. I understand how they work. I can see their functions and their features. So I feel like even though I haven't used a few of them, I can still make a judgment on it and give you advice. Of course, I would always recommend to go and check out the platform itself, and you have to see whether it's right for you in the first instance. However, I hope this will be a really helpful guide. So let's begin. Now, I have used Wix in the past, and actually when I first started building websites, I specifically built my websites using Wix. So Wix is kind of a one-stop shop for templated, and you can do a bit of custom, but not so much, website design. The good things about Wix is that it is great for beginners or people with no budget. So you could go and sign up for a Wix account for free, and actually you can get a website for free, but you do get banners on the website that say powered by Wix, which isn't very professional. And actually on the free version, I don't think you can connect your domain name up. But anyway, I digress. Wix is good because you can sign up for an account and it walks you through all the steps. It will help you connect up your domain if you're on a paid version. You can select the website template you want, and then it's essentially a drag and drop builder where you can replace the text and replace the images and change out bits that you like and you don't like, and essentially have a website built pretty quickly. Now, there are some negatives to Wix. And if you have a website, if you have a Wix website and you're listening to this, you might not know about some of these. So firstly, Wix and SEO don't really agree. Now, I see this a lot online, how Google doesn't typically, not that Google doesn't typically like Wix, but Wix's features for SEO aren't as good as the other platforms out there. So you will probably find it harder work if you care about your SEO, if you have a Wix website, because the functionality and the features, at least since when I used it, it was not very good. The other thing is that because it's very accessible and there are lots of great templates on there, you are stuck within that, almost that template, that theme, that style of Wix. So I can very easily spot a Wix website as soon as I've landed on the website, because there are certain things that always look the same. Now, if you are a very small business, that might be okay for you. You might not be too concerned. However, as you grow, you want to have some individuality. You want to have some difference, uniqueness in your brand and your website. And Wix won't do that for you. Wix will very much keep you within the bracket of what they offer. It's really hard to be unique. And actually, Wix is very restrictive because there's only a certain amount of things you can do, and it can be really easy to outgrow Wix very quickly. Something else to consider with Wix is that, like most website builders of this nature, you don't own your own website. So your website will be hosted on Wix's servers. Now, I have seen the situation before where Wix's servers have gone down. I mean, it's fair to say any servers can go down. Every server can have a blip now and again. However, imagine the scenario where Wix's servers went down permanently, or the data was lost or destroyed. You would lose your website completely. You wouldn't be able to get that back. And I know for a fact it says in Wix's terms and conditions that they are not responsible if the website data is lost, you can't go back to Wix and complain. So that's a major, major problem with Wix, is that you don't own your own website. Now, don't get me wrong, a builder like this can be really good for people when they start out, like I've said, budget-wise, time-wise, and just ease of use. But if you were going to use a Wix website, I would very much recommend you start putting together a budget with the future goal of moving on to a different platform. One of the other platforms I see a lot is Squarespace. Now, I actually see a lot of designers who specialize in Squarespace. So I would kind of describe Squarespace as the superior Wix. So when you look at Squarespace's website itself, it's very pretty templates. They've got a very specific aesthetic, very, I would say, modern. And I kind of want to say, like, it's got a bit of a fashion edge. It's got that type of vibe to it. Now, again, Squarespace can be good if you're on a budget. They offer a drag and drop builder. There are lots of templates to choose from, but you can also design completely from scratch within Squarespace. Unfortunately, Squarespace holds the same problem as Wix, where you don't own the website files. So the website is hosted on Squarespace's servers. If Squarespace goes down, your website goes down. And if the files or the servers completely go, you've lost your website. And that is a major problem. I cannot even stress that enough. Major, major problem. If you don't have the budget for a website designer, which I totally believe that every business owner should set something aside to hire a website designer. However, I do appreciate that if you're just starting your business or maybe you're at the beginning, you might not be able to afford it, and that's fine. Squarespace is an affordable option for you in the interim. If I had to choose between Wix or Squarespace now, I would tell you to go for Squarespace, because I believe that Squarespace offers a better product than Wix currently does. How would you like to win more business and get paid faster? Let's take a quick minute so I can tell you about Better Proposals. Now you can create beautiful, high converting, easy to sign proposals in minutes instead of hours, all with Better Proposals. Simple, attractive, and effective, Better Proposals is the way forward to wow potential customers. In just the last 24 hours alone, there has been $467,685 worth of business won using Better Proposals. Get rid of the time-consuming PDFs and Word documents and sign up to Better Proposals today. The link is in the show notes. The next platform I want to talk a little bit about is Shopify. So Shopify is specifically for e-commerce. Now, this is a very valid option for anyone that has an e-commerce website.
Hello, Future Ben here doing the editing. When I talk about, or when I use the word e-commerce in the next few minutes, I actually am meant to use the word Shopify.
I know a lot of big companies use e-commerce. I know a lot of big influencers and brands use e-commerce. For example, Kylie Jenner uses e-commerce for her lip kits and probably for any other e-commerce businesses she has. James Charles, Jeffree Star. So all of these well-known names. And bearing in mind, these are companies that, because they deal in makeup, and makeup is a humongous industry, right? Where they will sell millions and millions of pounds of product as soon as it's released on the website. A really interesting insight into the world of e-commerce and selling on that level is the documentary that the YouTuber Shane Dawson did on Jeffree Star on his YouTube channel. And well, they actually did a journey from creating a makeup palette from nothing, and you get to see the process of how it's created. And then you actually get to see the launch process. And so many people, we're talking millions of people, wanted to get, or maybe not millions, but you understand, they made millions within the space of like 30 minutes. So many people were on the website, and you get to see the back end of that, and how that, because so many people were on the site, the website crashed, there were delays, there were problems, people were stuck on the cart. So it's just a very interesting perception to see it at that high level. Now, even though I say that probably makes it sound like, oh, Shopify, like, don't have their stuff together. They can't handle it. Their website's crashing and the servers are crashing. Like, that's a very specific example where probably I would say hundreds of thousands or maybe even thousands of people were on the website at once trying to do one action. So no wonder the servers crashed, because there are certain limitations for any company. However, they generally are very good for e-commerce, although I will say they can get quite expensive for as you move up the plans, because a lot of these website builders have multiple plans you can choose from. Normally there's a free version, which is very limiting, and then they have different plans with different features that go up in increments. Now, I really like the idea of Shopify and how all of the features are kept within one, all of the email notifications for customers, the payment processing, the checkout, but it can be expensive if you are not making sales. So in order to get the package with the good features that you kind of want, you want to aspire to, you want to have all the kind of like bells and whistles on your e-commerce store that does all the great stuff, that can be an expensive monthly investment if you are not making enough sales. Although the benefit is that you can scale the package as you go. So the more money you bring in, the more you can scale up. However, I'm going to go back to this one main problem that all of these builders have. The website is hosted on Shopify's servers, and so you do not own your own website. If the website crashed, got deleted, disappeared, if Shopify can't restore it, you have lost your website because you don't own it. And that is, as I've said, a major problem. Okay, let's talk about WordPress. So if you know me, you know that I love WordPress. I consume WordPress. It's my life. I love it. It's amazing. I always think WordPress is the best option, and I'm a WordPress designer, so I am a little bit biased, but I truly would only recommend to you, and be honest about my opinion, WordPress is divine. It is like five-star restaurant quality service. Okay, maybe that was a bit of an exaggeration, but you get what I'm trying to say. WordPress is really, really good. Now, if you are a beginner, setting up your own WordPress website by yourself without any help from a web designer can be really difficult. And I know people have said to me recently that they found it difficult to set up their own WordPress website, and so they actually went one of these website builds, and I think it was Squarespace. So I'm not going to deny the fact that for a beginner, setting up WordPress can be challenging. However, if you can do it, if you have the budget for a website designer, WordPress is the best. It's the best because there is no glass ceiling. It's the most popular website CMS system out there. The majority of the websites on the internet are built with WordPress. And because of that fact, and because it's open source, so many people around the world will develop functions and features for it, which means that you can really take it anywhere. You can connect anything. There is no limit. You're never going to be limited like you are with these other builders, where they really limit you to what you can do and achieve, and you hit that glass ceiling. WordPress is good because you own your own website. Hallelujah, we got there. You own your own website, everybody. Now, that does depend on the web designer sending you your website files. However, those files are yours. You can transfer them to different hosting if you want to. So say you're not happy with your current website hosting, the current company, the current plan that you've got. You can transfer those files off to somebody else, a different company. It's yours. You've got that forever. Now, don't get me wrong. As with any product, there are always some negatives. So WordPress does require time and attention. There are updates that need doing, especially if you have multiple plugins, and plugins are kind of like bits of software that do different bits on the website. As I said a minute ago, because it's open source, you can connect up lots of different things. And so WordPress plugins are those things that people have developed, but they need updating. And if you don't update them, they can become a security risk. Sometimes when you update plugins, they can cause a conflict with a website. I know for a fact, I'm recording this on a Thursday, and on Tuesday, I had an issue with one of my websites where we had installed a plugin and it caused chaos. It caused complete chaos, and it took me probably till about, the issue kind of came about at about 7 o'clock at night, and it took me until midnight in order to resolve. So you have to have a very good understanding of how WordPress works, or you need to hire somebody into your team or have a maintenance or support plan with somebody who understands WordPress and who you can go to when there's a problem. Now, WordPress used to be very difficult to do. There's still an assumption today that you have to code the whole of your website for WordPress. You just don't have to do this anymore. There are great tools out there like Elementor Pro, which I use, which is a WordPress website builder. So essentially, the good elements of drag and drop systems like Wix and Squarespace, it's WordPress's own version of that element. So it means that you can drag and drop, you can create really good custom designs without an ounce of coding anything. Now, I make it no secret, I don't like coding. I have done some coding. I have a very basic understanding. I can do some I understand the difference between HTML and CSS. I know very basic code, and if there was a very basic problem, I could fix and tweak. But could I code a website from scratch? No, I couldn't. And I absolutely wouldn't want to. I've tried. It's hell. And it's hell because if you make one spelling mistake or one line doesn't work, it can just collapse the whole website. You can honestly end up wanting to throw your laptop out of the window. I know I have wanted to do that several times when I used to code. So coding is not for me. Elementor Pro all the way. What's great with WordPress is that you, in similar ways to the other website builders, Wix and Squarespace, there are hundreds and hundreds of WordPress templates out there. So if you did want a templated WordPress website, you could do that and you could have that. However, WordPress has amazing functionality for completely custom sites. So you can have the best of both worlds. If you're one of these people that's maybe on a budget or you want something templated, you can have that. If you want something completely custom and can afford for something completely custom, you can have that too. It really is an amazing, amazing platform. Let's talk about custom website platforms or website CMSs. I see some agencies out there who sell customers a website that is built on their own custom platform. So it's not WordPress, it's not Shopify, it's not Wix, it's not Squarespace. It is a custom platform of their own design. I don't know how I feel about these. Custom platforms feel more restrictive to me than any of the others, because although a custom platform by web agency will give you great flexibility in terms of design, you are restricted to that company. So if you ever want to move your website away from that company, you're going to find it really difficult to do that. And what you don't want is difficulty within your business. You've got enough to be worrying about, enough to be focused on. You don't need those kind of challenges. So I don't really know what to say about custom systems, actually, if I'm being honest, because I haven't had any experience with them, only from what I see on the outset, the stories that I've heard from people, or I see other web agencies, when I look at their websites, I can see that they offer this custom system. And there's a part of me that feels like, I think the best way to describe it is, if I was walking down the street and I'm looking for somewhere to eat, I would want to eat in the restaurant that looked the busiest, that had the most people in. Okay, at the moment, obviously, you know, coronavirus, lockdown, all that kind of stuff, it doesn't apply, but you know what I mean. Although that might be a bit of a shallow perception, sometimes I like to think to myself, if there are a lot of people in a restaurant, that place must be good. And that's where I kind of think about platforms like this in terms of WordPress. There are so many people and so many millions of websites on WordPress. It's the, as I've said, the most popular platform out there. I feel like I want to go where the people are. So I'm curious to know, what website builder, what website platform, or what website CMS do you use? I want you to go to Instagram and find me at benbellamy.co.uk and send me a DM and let me know which website platform you use and why you think it's the best. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you found it helpful in determining which website platform is the best for you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Brands for Businesses podcast. If you haven't already, please do go and hit the subscribe or follow button to make sure I'm there for you every time I release a new episode each week.